Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series towards helping to create a greener and more sustainable planet and future for us all. In a world where consumers are becoming increasingly conscious of the effects of climate change, how do brands and advertisers make sure to communicate in a sustainable way? And how do they reassure their customers of their own commitment to sustainability? Well, very shortly we'll be speaking to Mary O'Sullivan, Project Manager at Ad Net Zero, a company set up to help to that end. But first, we sent our Jane McNamara out to speak to local businesses to find out how much of a priority sustainability is to them and their customers.
Everyone is very much aware of the environment. It's a big trend that we're way ahead of time, I think, because we've been open for 30 years and we've always known how important it is.
As a men's hair business, as a barbering business, it's very important for us. What we try and do is just always be very aware of what we're using and what we're not using.
Everything we do has an impact on sustainability, and sustainability in itself has an impact on climate change. All our dry ingredients are organic, and organic is a more sustainable way of farming, which really all comes back to climate change.
It's very positive, very reassuring, but what about the challenges facing bigger businesses, bigger brands? Well, help is at hand. I'm delighted to be joined now by Mary O'Sullivan, Project Manager at Ad Net Zero Ireland. Mary, thanks for joining us this week. Can you first of all just explain to us what exactly is Ad Net Zero?
So Ad Net Zero came about in the last 3 years, specifically for the advertising and media industry to find ways that they could help support, help advise advertisers and brands and anybody working within the media industry to affect some change in climate change in terms of campaigns and how to talk to their consumers.
So what kind of a reaction are you getting? Because obviously what they're trying to do is to sell. So how do you kind of marry the two of continuing to support them in doing, you know, to make money basically, but at the same time make them even more conscious of how what their practices are and how that affects the climate?
Yeah, Carol, you're quite right. I think that's kind of the difficult one, and I think that's one of the reasons why Ad Net Zero has got off to such a successful start, because that is the challenge that brands have had. They realise that commercialism is one of the challenges that we have when we talk about climate change. They are coming to their advertising bodies to say, help us, tell us how to talk to consumers. And they're very, very passionate about getting this right. As we know, the whole issue around climate change, considerably the communication surrounding it is difficult and it's changing all the time. So there's a lot of things to be considered when people are talking about their consumer messages. The drive is coming from consumers. They're more climate aware, they're more aware of the products they're using, they're more aware of the waste that they're creating, and they are pushing back to brands to create those solutions for them. And the brands are going to be forced to start coming up with more sustainable options. And that's what I think is going to move on the change for this. It's going to come from both, but I think the consumer really is in the driving seat when it comes to driving change here.
Yeah. And what are the main challenges, Mary, in trying to do this?
The main challenge for me, from what I see from brands at the moment, is that they're nervous. They're nervous about saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. A lot of the large brands, certainly the ones that we deal with in Ad Net Zero, are genuinely doing the right thing and trying to do the right thing. And in some cases, they're a little bit afraid to put their head above the parapet to say, look, this is what we're doing, in case there is some negative feedback from that. Because unfortunately, there is no silver bullet when it comes to this. You cannot get it 100% right. Brands can't get it 100% right. Our governments, our leaders can't get it 100% right, because it is an ever-evolving landscape. So when brands try to say, look, here's what we're doing and we think we're doing this really well, you know, there's always a sense that there'll be somebody coming up behind them to say, oh, but what about this? You forgot about this. Did you take this into consideration? So what's happening is, and what we're nervous about, is that brands will stop telling people and stop talking about what they're doing, or worse, stop doing what they're doing altogether because they're afraid of the backlash.
And is that where they would bring your organisation in, Ad Net Zero? So you would hold their hand basically and guide them
Correct.
Through all that?
Yeah, exactly. And look, that's really what it's established. And I suppose Ad Net Zero, as a non-for-profit initiative or organisation, It's there to guide people. It's not there to create solutions. It's not there to say, this is what you need to do. It's about bringing everybody together, bringing the expertise from within the industry. So ad producers, people buying ads, placing ads, making ads, all of these people together and say, okay, let us all sit down and work out what we believe is the best path forward based on guidelines that we have from governments, what we've seen in other markets, and putting those out to our supporters to say, look, based on the information we have, this is the way we feel you should be moving forward. Yeah. We all know that the situation is getting worse. And we all know, everybody is, you know, you open any newspaper, you look through any news feed, you can see what's happening. I think lately, especially in the last few weeks, it's really starting to hit home with consumers. But we see, for example, SuperValue launched a research piece there, and they've said that 80% of people are worried about food waste, but 94% of households are still wasting food. So there still is a little bit of a disconnect from what people think and know they should be doing and how they affect change or what they do next. So the brands really have a place to advise people on how to go about living a more sustainable life and creating less waste. But that communication piece is so important.
Absolutely. Okay, well, Mary, if anybody wants to find out more information, maybe there's a business listening this evening who thinks, yeah, I'd actually like to find out more about this, where can we direct them to?
You can find us on adnetzero.com or drop me an email. You'll find that on the website also, and you'll find us on all of the social channels as well.
Okay. Mary O'Sullivan from AdNetZero, thank you very much for joining us on this week's Hours to Protect. A pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you so much, Carol.
And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. I'm Carol Dooley, and I hope you'll join me for another edition of Hours to Protect at the same time next week, just after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, if you missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie/Hours to Protect. And if you would like to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative itself, well, you'll get all the information there too, and at the Hours to Protect website. That's hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI, is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.